Let's do one with Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Richie, R-I-E-C-H-E, 310-99. Two complaints, lethargic, number one, tired, number two, thyroid problem, number three, history of autism, number four, issues with OCD, number five. Weight loss, number six. Mood changes, number seven. Weakness, number eight. Leg pain, arm pain, number nine. Severe eczema, number 11. Neck swelling, number 12. Not feeling well altogether, number 13. My patient is a 22-year-old young man with high-functioning autism. He lives alone, but he lives two doors down from his mom and stepdad, period. New paragraph, patient works at Walmart. He had not drank all of his life, but for the past few weeks has drank some beer, doesn't smoke, never been married, period. Medical problems, eye surgery, retina surgery, cataract surgery, allergy, only food allergy, nuts mainly, family history, thyroid problems, stroke, thyroid cancer, eczema. Let's see, medication, over-the-counter medication, eye drops for glaucoma. Related to extensive use of steroids as a child for his eczema. Medical problems, also put down eczema and possible thyroid problems. Issues with bipolar disorder, which he was wrongly diagnosed. That's wrongly, W-R-O-N-G-L-Y. When he was a teenager, caused suicidal thoughts and ideations. Subsequently was taken off that medication, was diagnosed with high-functioning autism. Patient is able to work. He works at Walmart at this time, has a regular job, goes to work every day, lives on his own. Immunization, has not had any COVID immunization. Review of system as above. 144 pounds, down 6 pounds in the past few weeks. 100%, 97.9, 16, 71, 117 over 71. Heart positive, one positive was two lungs. Few bronchi. Abdomen is soft. TMs are red. Skin shows severe evidence of eczema. Upper and lower extremity. Neurological, non-focal. The thyroid appears enlarged both sides of his neck. The neck appears to be thin. Number one, as far as his autism and OCD is concerned, mom is... does not wear any medication at this time, nor patient. They want to have his thyroid checked to make sure it's not related to his thyroid issues. Number two, thyroid and ultrasound looks normal. There's no cyst or nodularity noted. Number three, tiredness. Number four, change in mood. Number five, weakness. Next number is leg pain and arm pain. All could be related to thyroid or hormonal abnormality. We check B12 and testosterone level. Next number. As far as leg and arm pain is concerned, we looked at his legs and arms via ultrasound. No sign of DVT or PVD was found. Next number is history of liver problems with increased liver function tests in the past. The liver appeared normal on the ultrasound. Next number, gallbladder appeared normal on the ultrasound. Next number is kidneys and spleen are normal. Next number, heart appears normal with history of palpitation. Next number is his carotid has good upstroke and physical exam and minimal obstruction on ultrasound. This was done because of strong family history of stroke. Next number, history of vertigo, multifactorial. Next number is frequent urination. We looked at his prostate for this reason, does not have, has minimal BPH. Next number, findings were discussed with mom at length before leaving the clinic, and we'll await further testing. Patients and I had a long talk about suicidal ideation. He's definitely not suicidal. He might benefit from SSRI. The mom wants to think about that because SSRI can increase risk of suicide per mom. But at this time, she would like to have his thyroid checked without any new medications. We'll come back next week for follow-up. Thank you.